This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump held a news conference today at the U.S. Embassy in India. The president's visit comes at the heels of protests against India's new citizenship law that critics say discriminates against Muslims.
So we did talk about religious freedom, and I will say that the prime minister was incredible on what he told me. He wants people to have religious freedom, and very strongly, and he said that in India they have worked very hard to have great and open religious freedom.
Trump also spoke with reporters about a pending trade deal.
With India, India is, I think, the highest, again, I said it before, but the highest tariff when you deal with India. Harley Davidson has to pay tremendous tariffs when they send motorcycles in here. When India sends motorcycles into the U.S., there's virtually no tariff. For the most part, there is absolutely no tariff. So I just said that's unfair, and we're working it out.
During the two-day visit, President Trump has announced that the countries were expanding cooperation on counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and maritime security. The U.S. military says a senior al-Shabaab leader behind the deadly January 5th attack on the Manda Bay base in Kenya was killed February 22nd in precision airstrikes. U.S. military strikes took place this 22nd of February in the vicinity of Sakau, an al-Shabaab stronghold. The United States reported that two al-Shabaab individuals were killed in that strike. Three Americans, including a soldier and two contractors, were killed in the January 5th attack when the Manda Bay base in Kenya was breached by militants. They also destroyed six aircraft. Longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91. State media reported his death on Tuesday. The iron-fisted leader ruled Egypt for almost 30 years before being swept from power in 2011. This is VOA News. Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein spent last night in a hospital rather than the notorious Rikers Island prison, where he's expected to await his March 11th sentencing date. Weinstein complained of chest pain Monday after being convicted of third-degree rape and sexual assault. Weinstein's defense team is expected to appeal the verdict. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, a group of women are celebrating his conviction. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
The group of women, who include TV reporters, former Harvey Weinstein employees, and actresses including Rosanna Arquette, call themselves the Silence Breakers because they spoke up about what they say he did to them. Weinstein has said all sexual contact was consensual and proclaimed his innocence even as he was convicted. The women say the verdict means that abuse survivors will be believed, even if they go up against a man with the money and power that Weinstein has. Former actress Louisa Geis says her message to Weinstein is that he no longer holds all the cards.
We will see you here in Los Angeles, where hopefully your conviction will leave you in jail for life.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The United Nations is appealing for $500 million to provide humanitarian assistance for 1.1 million civilians trapped in a war zone in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
More than 3 million civilians are trapped in Idlib. Nearly one-third of this population, or about 900,000 people, have fled their homes over the past 2 months in search of a safe haven. But the United Nations says there is no safe haven in Idlib. Deputy Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for the Syrian Crisis, Mark Cutts, calls this a major protection crisis.
It's an extremely alarming situation because if airstrikes and shelling move any further into that area, we are no doubt going to see a real bloodbath, a real massacre of civilians in that area.
Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed in nearly 9 years of civil war. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN Secretary General has been calling repeatedly for an immediate cessation of hostilities, as have other humanitarian leaders, but so far to no avail. President Trump says his administration is moving closer to a peace deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan, saying a week-long nationwide reduction in violence truce with the insurgent group is holding up so far. Trump spoke with reporters in India at the conclusion of his two-day trip on Tuesday. His Afghan peace initiative, he said, has received widespread backing. The mutually agreed seven-day reduced fighting deal went into effect on Saturday, with U.S.-backed Afghan forces and insurgents committing to avoid offensive operations. I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.